Satellites have become essential in studying the Earth. If we move closer to Earth, aircraft have been as important as satellites. Here is an image constructed from aircraft measuring variations in the Earth's magnetic field. The Earth's magnetic field has small variations or anomalies that can be measured by very accurate magnetometers, more technology, and maps of these anomalies can be made. Once the maps are produced, it is the task of a trained geophysicist and geologist to interpret them. The magnetic highs and lows mean something. But what? In this case, the magnetic low shown in blue in southern Georgia is the result of the failed rift as Africa and North America began to split apart. The rift only opened up so far and created a linear basin that filled with seawater to become the Georgia Seaway or the Suwannee Channel. This body of water drastically affected the development of the Florida platform, as we shall see later on. But the magnetic data was critical in identifying this now deeply buried geologic structure. There is no clue on the Earth's surface that a 100-kilometer-wide, 100-meter-deep seaway actually existed. But this form of remote sensing provided by technology allows us to generate this narrative that controlled sedimentation on the Florida platform for about 130 million years.